day, it's the third Sunday, and we're going to break tradition and we're going to go with the AA speaker first. I have, because the rules don't apply to Dawn, is what Marianne said. I quoted her directly. Anyway, so I have got to see this couple in both rooms, and I've got to see the program work in their lives, and I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. Dawn, come on up.
Hey, Dawn.
Marty, come up and tell the rest of those jokes, please. And we have some more readings. Who's reading the concepts, the 12 concepts? And then somebody, I have Bill's story. My name is Don. I'm an alcoholic. Grateful to be alive and sober today. Sobriety date of July 24th of 2003. And I hope you can hear the sarcasm in this. Thank you, Roger, for I am a member of the CIA, which is the sarcasm thing, Catholic Irish alcoholic. I think I was born alcoholic. I really do believe I was born alcoholic, and I was born with a whole lot of other outside issues. And I was just waiting to drink, just waiting for it to happen. My last name is Griffin Irish, and every single person, my dad and all of his brothers, every single male cousin that I have on the Irish side is alcoholic or drug addict or many things. And so I do believe that it's a hereditary thing. I now believe with 12 years of sobriety that I don't know anybody that's over 10 years sober that doesn't think being an alcoholic is an asset in their life. And I do believe that for me. And it has become an asset. I had a real low bottom. It was a bad day, and it did not involve a DWI. And I'm not belittling a DWI, but if I had gotten a DWI, DUI, whatever it's called, I would not have stopped anything. I would not have stopped anything. It would have been the cost of doing business for me. I'm an exaggerator, after 20,000 times of driving drunk, that would have been simply, it was my time to get the DWI. And it would not have been bad enough for me. It had to be a lower bottom. It had to be a much lower bottom for me to change. And this thing is all about change. And Marianne said she likes to hear the early story. So I'm the inspiration for six brothers and sisters of mine. I'm the oldest of seven, and the oldest cousin of 24 cousins. And grew up a Catholic Irish alcoholic. Went to a seminary to be a priest, if anybody needs a little help later. as a too young kid, in chapter 3 or 4, whatever, is We Agnostics, and I have it scratched out on the top of We Agnostics. And this is actually a good thing, but instead of We Agnostics, I have mine, We the Overchurched. I was overchurched.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was black or white. I was the president of the altar boys. I was this, I was that. I was going to seminary, I was that. And then the other side of it is, if you told me to do something, there wasn't much chance that I was going to listen. I was going to do it, whatever I chose to do. And so I had we had a workshop this week on, and part of the reading was on praying for God's words to, and Jim had said that boy, wasn't that an appropriate reading for us to have in our men's meeting that we had this week. So what I was going to talk about, everything was perfect. We were a little poor, everything was dynamite. There was some rage and all of this and whatever, but no. So everything was fine, but I was just waiting to drink. To make me feel better. I was either the most confident and best, or the least. I'm one of the two on many things. And so what I was going to talk about mostly for me is the how it works, and the five paragraphs before how it works. And Mark and I walked in together, and I know from Mark's, me quoting Mark, that there are 199 words in the 12 steps. And so I'm taking that on faith. And I asked him how many words are in the five paragraphs before how it works, because I believe, and I've watched in my 12 and a half years, and I am lucky enough that I sponsor a lot of people and have sponsored a lot of people, some of them for about 18 minutes, many of them for about 18 minutes. Short-term sponsorship, because I start feeling bad, and I transfer my bad feelings on the 10th word of rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. And I have never thoroughly done anything in my entire life. Nothing until I got here. And this is close, and even here, this is thoroughly dressed in a coat and tie, right? This is thoroughly. And many people were amazed. I do have long pants on. I have socks. So this is thoroughly. But I have thoroughly done what I was told to do here. And if you're new, boy, the 30-day guy, that was great. I was thinking we should have celebrated the 31-day guy, the 32-day guy, the 33-day, and it would have taken a few more minutes to do that, which would have been fine. I was 56 years old when the very thing, the last thing we see, that God could and would if I was caught. And I was 56 years old, and I'd been caught, but I would say, oh gee whiz, I got away with everything. Yeah, I got away with everything. I didn't get away with anything. I got away with missing 4 decades of life, because my entire objective was to please me. And so I was wondering if the word, I suppose it is, please and pleasure must be, got to come from the same word, huh? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my entire life was to please me, to pleasure, to make my life pleasurable. And I certainly didn't know what the difference between pleasure and happiness was, because what I was doing just habitual, and it was entirely devoted to me. And being as self-conscious as I am right now, it's still entirely devoted to me, because I'm self-conscious about this, you know. So it's still the book, which I believe this guy Bill Wilson could not have written this book. I don't believe he did not have the ability to write this book. From everything, all the curiosity that I had when I came in, I read a lot of things. The guy certainly did not have the ability to write this book. So there had to be some God behind it, because he was a bullshit artist. He was a salesman. He was full of whatever. How does he come up with something like this that's this true about me, and I suppose that almost all of you feel the same way, that on every page, every single page. And so the five paragraphs before How It Works involve honesty and humility. And I certainly didn't have any of those two things. And not only honesty, but people like me, you got to put adjectives in these five paragraphs. Completely honest, rigorously honest, totally honest. Because honest just doesn't crack through my skull. Or the capacity to be honest. And then the humility, the humility to go on and then learn something about myself. And so Marianne was saying before, as we were driving down here, that she wanted to hear a little. She likes to hear a little bit about how you grew up and so forth. And not that much of a drunk log. And I said, well, I don't have that much of a drunk log. And she says, well, I could help you with that.
I love that.
And then she even went one step further and volunteered to do another step four for me. she said, I could really do good. And so that is verbatim, correct? That is a direct quote from 25 minutes ago. So, I believe that this is step zero, these five paragraphs, that they're step zero, and that if I cannot, to myself, pass these five paragraphs, I need to go out and drink. I got to go back and do what I got to do, because I'm not ready. I'm not ready to get to step one, or to step 1A, which is powerless, and then 1B being unmanageable. So this program, I've used part of my defects to my advantage, and that is I'm either all or none, and I got in all. My first 4 months here, I was here before the 5:30. I'm sitting in the old big. Couches we used to have. There used to be a thing there, so I don't know many people by then, and so I'm reading my little big book, and I'm reading and so forth, and there's only two people in the room there, and they start talking to each other. One of them is are you kidding me, huh? Are you here on Sunday? So the two people, the two people that I have to... You got to put up with this ADD stuff that I got. The first guy that took me through the steps was Butch Woods, who just came in on a Sunday morning just for the first time. He's talked there a few times. Thank you to Butch for taking me through the steps the first time, and then Jim has taken me through many times, and you know, and then the amount of people that are sitting in here, that the way that Bill Holloway says it, I got more friends than I can be friends to, and I had a lot of people I knew, but I was friends with one, two, or three. I'd be really exaggerating if I went past three that I would say was a friend, but there are I was going to say 10, 20. Probably 50 people in here that have helped me tremendously. So, A.D. Dean, back to the to the couch, and here I'm reading my little book, and here's a guy, an old crudgety, sober alky, and they're talking about something. I can't avoid chaos and conflict, still can't, and it's some political something they're talking about. It was election year 2004. And I'm reading my book, I'm doing good and whatever. And then finally I open my mouth. And so this guy is a Mensa. Bonanza. Pretty smart guy. So this is the first thing I'm telling you, that anybody who's new, I was told that day that I'm too stupid to be sober. So I'm standing up here proving to you that you cannot be too stupid to be sober. I was told then, I think maybe a year ago or so, by somebody that I'm not a good enough Catholic to be sober. Well, I'm here to prove to you that you don't need to be the Pope to be sober. I go to Jim jacking around with him. I said, I was told this week that I'm not a good enough Catholic to be sober. And he said, oh, yeah, who told you that? And I said, this guy that, he said, tell me. Well, the guy's got, two or three days sober, and 4 days sober. And Jim says, let me get this right. He says, you're listening to a guy with 3 days sobriety? Is that what you're telling me? You're listening to what this guy's got to say to you? And but I have listened. I have listened to a lot of people in here, an awful lot of people. And the other thing that I, in this workbook right here, which is right out of the right out of the books, the big book and the 12 and 12. What hits me the most is the assets that I was given in life. I was God given a lot of assets, not the most and not the least. I was given a lot of assets, and what did I do with those assets? I turned those into liabilities. I purposely turned those into liabilities. And I maybe even didn't even do it purposely. In fact, I don't think I did do it purposely, but I turned them into liabilities. And my job in going through the steps and in being sober is to turn them back into the assets that God gave me. One, two, or three that I used just to make the point is I was given the asset of curiosity. God gave me the asset of curiosity. And I use that curiosity to dig deeper into any voyeuristic kind of situations that could exist. I use that asset and more. Many of us say we're addicted to more. I was given perseverance and determination. And I persevered and determined in trying to please me for 56 years, or probably 50 years when I was conscious of it. And I was given X amount of intelligence as opposed to what I was told in the room there. And I was given more than an average amount of intelligence. And what did I use that intelligence for? I could lie better than most people could lie. I could lie with the truth just as good as you could lie. And I supposedly got away with that. I got away with a lot. And that's absolutely not correct. But at the time, I would have said that I got away with it. So the best thing that has happened to me and our family, because we didn't have a family. Marianne was the family to the kids. We have three kids, which, man, how they came out like they did, superior in every respect. And they're great, great kids, but Marianne raised four kids.
I get it.
My maturity level was 8 years old, 10 years old. Let's go ahead. I'm going to give myself a real pat on the back. I was probably 15 years old in maturity when I was 56, and I think I started drinking around 15 or 16, for sure. And I really polished it up and became really good at it by the time I was 17 and 18. We're from New Orleans, and the only little part of the drunk log I'm going to tell you is that we met totally drunk, both of us. Drinking and drunkenness was a big part of our entire relationship for a long time. Then she grew up. She grew up. And but Mardi Gras night, 1967, on Bourbon Street. We started Mardi Gras Day. Actually, Mardi Gras starts for three or four weeks before that. Every night, you're doing what you're doing. And Mardi Gras night. 6 o'clock or so. We had started at 7:30, 8 o'clock that morning. Should have been arrested 3, 4, 5 times. The police were tremendous during Mardi Gras. They don't arrest you for being drunk. And I'm the first asshole thrown in the paddy wagon that night on Bourbon Street. And you have to stand out if you're the first. there's 100,000 people packed into that little street that are drunk. And, well, that was one of the few things that I was really first at, I suppose. But we lost 2 people and Lefty this year. And, Lefty said so many times he can't cure the crap with the crap in your head. And I'm looking at Craig, who's saying this, who quotes Lefty on that, and me too. But Lefty said, you know, people like me, people like us, people like me, we want to either be first in line or last in line. And Lefty said, we got to just get in the goddamn line. Just get in line and just be a regular person. I never thought I'd be 69 years old. I'm still bragging about graduating last in my high school class and last in my college class. So I filled Lefty's deal there, last. And again, the only thing I was first in was the paddy wagon there. But the last thing I was going to say is from this podium right here, there have been people, the national speakers that we have hosted and whatever, that have said, St. Mary Ann. Well, it might be true. But we have another person playing St. Nick today, which is a peculiar sort of thing Craig is going to play Santa Claus today, which is I never had the guts to do that, by the way, to be that good-hearted to do something like that. But anyway, that's it. I'm older. Thank you.
You're done.